On the Big Sports Breakfast, it's time to talk cricket.
And New South Wales cricket, that is the focus. A man who bowled beautiful off-spinners all summer, now trying to spin up a win for New South Wales. They got beaten in Newcastle the other day, but they're playing again at Bankstown Oval against Tasmania. It's round nine. Nathan Lyon, good morning.
Morning, Slats.
Good to chat, mate. How are they coming out?
Coming out okay and still enjoying it. So that's a big help. But, disappointing result in Newcastle, that's for sure.
Nathan, I've got to say, I fell off the lounge when I saw the second inning score. What happened?
I'm not really sure, to be honest. It was probably a bad 90 minutes before stumps on day three. Just one of those things where you don't know how to come out and play, I guess, and whether you come out and play real caution and the opposition can take a couple of wickets and get a roll on. As you know, cricket's a funny game. It can turn around pretty quickly.
And, mate, does it feel like a long season?
No, as I said before, I'm really enjoying it. So I'm loving every opportunity that I can go out and play cricket, especially for Australia and New South Wales. So we've got a job to do to hopefully get in the Shield final and regain the Shield that we won last year. So that's my main goal right now.
Nathan, do you look at what's happening in the World Cup with sort of envious eyes to a degree?
No, not envy. I'm like everyone else. I'm a big fan of all the boys going out there and representing Australia. So I want them to play well and do well for Australia and bring the World Cup home to where it belongs. So envy is probably not the word. It's probably excitement watching some good mates run around out there and put in a good performance like Mitch Stark did the other night.
Yeah, probably just the thought that, you know, you'd like to be involved and you'd think you could contribute.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt. I'd love to be involved to a World Cup in your own home country. But as I said before, I've known that I haven't been in the World Cup side for a couple of months now before the Test Series started. So it's not a shock to me. But, hopefully the boys can do the job and bring the World Cup home.
Hey, Nath, with your selector's hat on, do you see Doherty getting an opportunity or is Glenn Maxwell really doing that job, isn't he? Mm.
I think the big show is going to hold that role there for throughout the tournament, especially with the fast bowlers that they've got on the side there with John O'Starkey and either Hazelwood or big Paddy Cummings doing a good job. So it's going to be hard for Xavier to push through unless Perth is going to be a Bunsen burner, but I strongly doubt that.
Yeah. Well, I'll get you to put your commentator's hat on now. The what happened at Eden Park on the weekend was just a blip on the radar, Nathan. Everyone recovers from that pretty quickly.
I think Mitch Stark sums it up pretty well. It's actually good to see that the ball dominate rather than the bat. You see it that often, the 350 plays the 340 score, so it's good to see the ball dominate and it's good to see Mitch Stark go out and bowl well. Unfortunately, it didn't go Australia's way, but I thought the way with only putting 150 on the scoreboard with the pressure they put New Zealand under was a good sign. But hopefully they can turn things around again pretty soon.
Bankstown Oval, mate, for this next clash in 2 days' time. Are they suitable conditions for yourself? How's the deck playing?
I haven't played there this year, so the talk is it's either real flat or thin. So hopefully a bit of both, but hopefully we can get some runs on the board in our top order. Then hopefully Steve O'Keefe and myself can get a few overs under our belt and hopefully contribute to a New South Wales victory.
And hopefully flat when you're batting, mate, and spinning when you're bowling.
Yeah, exactly. But we'll see how we go.
And mate, the crowd at Wagga was pretty good. That was two matches ago. Again, Newcastle seemed to enjoy it. Taking it to the suburban ground of Bankstown. I mean, I know you'd love the SCG, but it's good to see other people getting to watch the cricket.
It's fantastic to take a couple of games out to the regional areas. We had 4,000 on day one at Wagga, so that was pretty special. But then we also had about up to 1,200, I think, throughout Newcastle. So it was good to see so many kids and so many people come out and enjoy watching Shield cricket, where a lot of people probably don't get that chance when we are playing at the bigger venues. So it was good fun. So hopefully they enjoyed the entertainment and hopefully there'll be a decent little crowd out at Bankstown during this next week.
Yeah, certainly hope so, mate. So the players are on board with the concept. I mean, I love the fact it got back to Wagga. It still felt like a first-class game.
Definitely, especially when you look at the opposition. Like We obviously had a fair few test batters and a couple of test bowlers playing out there in Wagga. So I think a lot of people really enjoyed coming out and watching Pete Siddle and Chris Rogers run around. And it's good to see. So it's definitely, it is a first-class venue. Probably not a first-class venue, but it's definitely, I felt like a first-class fixture, that's for sure.
Yeah. And, mate, unfortunately, you went from first to third, so only two games left on the Shield table. You know, you've got to win this one.
Yeah, we've got to win both. And that's the way you want to do it, especially working towards, hopefully, a final. You want to start the momentum rolling so you can keep the ball going. So, there's no holding back for these next two games. It's we'll win everything or nothing at all. So we'll give it a crack.
Good on you, Nath. Keep spinning him up, mate.